You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
The 4th of July.
And to celebrate the 4th, Sam and Greg are live at Colony Square for the Peachtree Road Race.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. 92.9thegame.com, which is our website. Check it out. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. See, Sam, when you're doing this live stuff and you're down here on Peachtree Street, things get a little hinky here. But we want to thank you for letting us be a part of your Independence Day morning. It is Sam and Greg. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
Watch this mic here. And a good morning and happy Independence Day to everybody up in Ackworth.
Absolutely.
Up in Ackworth. Now, this is going to be a very fluid show. We've got things that we plan on talking about. And then we have some guests that may just join us. Like, are we ready, Noelle? Can we get a thumbs up on our first guest? Do we have that ready to go?
We are ready.
And okay. Mr. Crenshaw, would you do the honors?
Absolutely, absolutely, because this man's got a lot of things to do today to get things started. He is up at Lenox. We're talking about Mayor Andre Dickens joining us this morning. Good morning and happy Independence Day to you, Mr. Mayor.
Morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Independence Day.
And, you know, the one thing I enjoyed about talking to the mayor last year when he was getting ready to run off is reminding him that I'm kind of helping him do his job with the casting call and providing jobs for voters in the city because of the film industry. But we so enjoyed watching you. What are you going to do a little different this year for the race than you did last year? What did you learn last year that you're going to incorporate this year?
I learned that I got 1 year older and I'm going to take it easier. Man, last year I did it in 1 hour and 1 minute, including a midway interview with a certain outlet. So
that's okay.
Yeah. So this is a re-election year for me. So I'm going to take some of those high fives and hellos and stop by some tables and, you know, say hey to people that, you know, folks that's, you know, doing great things in the community are all along the side. So I'll probably just high fives and stuff. So I'm going to take it, take it easy, but I'll tell you, man, what happens for me is, you know, seeing all the energy, those runners, and seeing people, you know, 70 years old, 65 years old running, and it pumps me up, and then my legs start moving even faster, you know, so next thing I know, I'm actually running fast, too.
Spending time talking with Mayor Andre Dickens on this 4th of July morning. Getting set for the Peachtree Road Race is going to start at 6:50. We moved it up 10 minutes because of the heat that is expected for this race today. But talk about, this is what we do in Atlanta. This is how we do the 4th of July.
Yeah, that's how we make smart safety moves. Last year, it got hotter earlier than normal. And so this year, we're taking precautions. The Atlanta Track Club wisely said, well, let's start a little bit earlier, which keeps the sun off of folks. And usually, you know, we won't have to come save people at the end of the race because it started getting hot about 9:30. And, you know, we don't want people out there having heat exhaustion or troubles. And this is just being safe and being smart about it. So, yeah, starting early is the right thing to do. And we want people to stay hydrated. There's lots of water stations out there. Take the time to get the water. And, you know, nobody needs to, you know, go out there and overdo it. Let's just have a great day enjoying this, you know, classic Peachtree Road Race. This is the 56th annual one. 52,000 people are going to be out here running, and lots and lots and lots of onlookers.
Yep, absolutely, folks. Spending time with Mayor Andre Dickinson. He is social. You can find him at Andre for Atlanta, at Andre for Atlanta. Volunteers are big for anything we have here in Atlanta, especially major sporting events. We got World Cup coming up next year, but this is an event that volunteers play a vital role.
Absolutely. We need volunteers. Volunteers. You can go to showcaseatlanta.com, learn all you can about the World Cup preparation for next year. The last World Cup club match is tomorrow, the quarterfinals. I'll be there. APD and everybody's been doing a great job keeping us safe. We want volunteers for next year, people that can help folks wayfind, you know which way to get to the stadium, know which way to get to where they're going to get credentials, et cetera. Also other volunteer opportunities. So we want people to volunteer. Just like today, we got lots of volunteers out here with the Atlanta Track Club for the Peachtree Road Race. So, guys, they're telling me it's time for me to go do some stuff because the race is about to start. I got to get us ready for the national anthem and all that, man. Let's have a wonderful 4th of July, Independence Day, and everybody be safe and, you know, let's have a great day.
And, Mr. Mayor, we are right here at 14th Street in Peachtree, so please give us a wave. And if you can slow down a little bit when you're coming by, we'd appreciate it. we'll be here with a number of voters.
We'll see you right here in front of College
Square. I'll be waving and slowing down.
There you go.
Have a great run. We'll see you then. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, see you guys. Thank you all.
Yeah.
That is the 61st mayor of Atlanta.
He's got to be real, real proud, and not just because of today. And this is in and of itself enough to make you feel proud in how the city looks internationally, because we ain't just got runners from, you know, around the perimeter here. We got them from all over. But the last few months of events, like you just talked about soccer, preparing for the World Cup, and how we have shown that, all right, we ready.
Yeah.
How about that? You know, we ready. Yeah,
absolutely.
Y'all can come next year. We ready. In fact, we're going to make it even prettier than we have it right now. And so for somebody who's running the city in his position and looking at how the city comes together, I've talked about this before. There are certain events throughout the calendar year, Sam, that this city dresses. You know what? I came up with an analogy. Tell me if this is accurate.
What you got?
When it comes to events like this, and you can name the other ones that the city steps out for, it's like we're putting on our Easter Sunday suit.
It really is. Right.
You know what I mean? You dress a certain way on Easter Sunday.
Yep.
When we have these events that show the world that we can handle this, whatever, whether it's a concert, sporting event, you name it, we feel like we're putting on that new suit and them Buster Browns for Easter. Sorry, that was Buster Browns for you.
I don't know if you're trying to run in them Buster Browns today. You want to get the right shoe you're trying to run today on this place, because it's going to warm up and, well, you're going to have that wall of humanity that's going to come past us here. Folks, if you're going to be running the race today, if you're listening to us on 92.9 The Game or on the Odyssey app, we appreciate you listening. And when you get down around Colony Square, you know, holler at your folks. We're right here in front of Starbucks. Who knows, man? We might be able to, and they're open.
Yes, they are.
You know,
yes,
they are. Usually they don't open to it for a while, but we always see somebody say they're open up at 5:30. So
now this is always a bittersweet event for you. You asked me the other day how many of these we've done.
Yeah.
I think this is our fourth.
This is our
fourth one.
Yeah.
But what I have discovered, ladies and gentlemen, is that my partner here, he turns into an 8-year-old when he sees all his folks. See, this is the time when he gets to see them literally while he's working, and they got a million of them, because everybody knows Sam knows everybody. And everybody's running in this, knows Sam, and they stop by.
Not everybody.
And I lose him from time to time during the show. So let me just, off the rip, just say this. I want to thank Noelle for what she will be doing for the next 4 hours, helping us stay afloat and staying on. And all of you that will come by our location and just stop and say hello.
That's all?
Yeah, just stop and say hello, give us a wave or whatever. Don't bring us nothing to eat.
No.
We ain't trying to do that. Drink. We can't do none of that.
We do that till after we get done. We got a little water to stay hydrated with, and that's what we're going to work today.
So let me just tell you about this. We have a guest coming up next, hopefully.
Hopefully we get a chance to talk with Rich Kanah. He is the CEO of the Atlanta Track Club. To really get an idea from him about this event, how it comes together this time, you know, what's new? What are things doing? We know one thing they did new. They brought fireworks back to Lenox Square last night.
Yeah, they did.
Hadn't had fireworks at Lenox Square in almost 10 years. Square last night as part of the celebration of Independence Day and of the AJC Peachtree Road Race. So that's all a part of it. Got people started there with the everybody got went back to get their numbers and everything yesterday. And so today they're getting ready to run. We've seen a lot of people. And, you know, I always wonder when we see people walking with their numbers to run, they're going to go get on MARTA right here behind Arts Center.
Speaking of MARTA.
And that's where they're going to take MARTA up to, and then they run down.
Shout out to MARTA because they apparently had got – well, I wouldn't say apparently. They got it working this time. Because remember last year there was a little bit of an issue.
A little bit of a snafu. Little.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And once again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are here live in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race. Sam and Greg here on this Independence Day. It's become a part of the fabric of this city on this day.
Absolutely.
You got us down here, and you have sometimes some issues. That's part of it, too.
It's live.
You know what I'm saying?
Real live.
So we got to, and also want to apologize for, you know, life will be around us this entire broadcast. But let's get to our guest, because we had one guest. Want to thank the mayor and his people for making that happen. Mm-hmm. He's getting ready to take off, going to put his hand over his heart. we have got a guest ready to join us now.
Absolutely. We have Rich Kana, CEO of Atlanta Track Club. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great. We're hearing you. Sounds like everything is ready to get started, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're about to get started.
Rich, we just got through talking to the mayor a moment ago and talking about how proud he must feel on days like this. How about yourself? You know, Atlanta Track Club, obviously a big part of this, you being a part of this this race for many, many years. As every year passes, how much more pride do you feel in yourself, your club, and this event happening in this city?
That's a good question. 56 years of tradition, and it's an honor for me and the track club to carry on this tradition. I'm a transplant to Atlanta. I've been doing this job since 2014, and I came for it. And this is how I learned about Atlanta, was through the Peachtree. So the short answer to your question, I take tremendous pride, and this is one of my favorite days of the year.
We got 53,000 people are going to run. We talk about the volunteers, though, and we talk with Mayor Dickens about the fact that Atlanta prides itself in hosting major events, and the volunteers play a big role.
Yeah, we got about 3,500 volunteers here, and this race could happen very easy without me. They can't happen. This race can't happen. All the festivities around Peachtree can't happen with those 3,000 plus volunteers. They've been doing it not for years, some of them, but decades.
Wow, wow. Well, talk about events going on. You brought fireworks back. Talk about the idea and just getting the idea to bring fireworks back and make it part of Atlantic Square last night.
So we're trying to find this balance between tradition and leaning into, you know, a 21st century sort of modern, fun, exciting experience. And that was behind moving the expo to Lenox Square. So you've got this walkable, fun, shoppable social media experience for 2 days that culminates with the fireworks on the evening of July 3rd. And it was a blast, and it was a great way for people to experience the 4th of July just before the 4th of July.
Rich, what time on the 4th of July before this race does the day start for the CEO of the Atlanta Track Club?
It started about 36 hours ago. I'm not going to make it to any fireworks tonight, put it that way.
Thoughts about also today, the fact that there's so many things happening. The track club has things going on all year long, and you got something coming up next week, I think, because next week baseball's All-Star Game is in town. But Atlanta Track Club has a special event, right?
Yeah, we're pretty proud to partner with an organization called Running Nerds and Major League Baseball to bring an event called the Major League Baseball All-Star 4.4 Miler. And I'm sure all of your listeners know what that 4.4 might stand for as it relates to baseball in Atlanta.
Mr. Aaron.
That is fantastic to incorporate what Atlanta loves to do with the track club and the All-Star Game. It's a great opportunity for people to get involved with something. And it's going to go through the old neighborhood over in Summerhill, right?
That's correct. Right next to that famous wall and the Hank Aaron statue.
Speaking of the Braves, has the track club done anything with Flash? You know, the Flash out there with the Braves?
Well, he keeps wanting to race me, but I say, hey, I don't want to make him look bad.
What's on the horizon for
I did see that moment. I saw that moment where the police officer from Cobb County made him look bad.
Yes, she did.
So yeah, he's got to get back to training.
Yeah. What's around the corner for the Atlanta Track Club that folks need to know about, besides what's going on with the Braves? And the All-Star Weekend, I should say.
The Peachtree is a way to introduce health and fitness, getting out there, being active, running or walking, no matter how fast. So use the Peachtree as sort of your first steps and run with us all year round. Our goal is to make Atlanta not only one of the coolest cities in the United States, but one of the healthiest.
Talk about the fact that earlier this year we did a reverse Peachtree.
Yeah.
And how much fun was that?
Well, last year everyone was complaining about the heat, so we wanted to do something that they couldn't complain about. So we ran everybody in the opposite direction from the finish to the start, and we did it the first week in January. We called it the polar opposite Peachtree.
There you go.
Fantastic.
You got to like this. of all the good.
We have runners from around the world. We had some scheduling issues out of that at our airport the last few days. You having any trouble getting everybody here? All of our international competitors, were they able to make it here on time?
No, we didn't have all of them arrive because of issues related to the airport, as well as some visa issues. But we still have one of the best fields we've ever had. A woman named Helen O'Beery, arguably the greatest female distance runner ever, who's won the Boston Marathon, the New York City Marathon, Olympic medals, world titles. She's taken her first Peachtree shot here. Keep in mind, the course record is 30-20. 30-20. That's as fast as the first man ran here in 1970 in the first Peachtree.
Rich Kanaa, CEO of Atlanta Track Club, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, all the years you've been doing this, when you're out here, and we know this has grown with every year, who are those people, who just a few names, that you've turned the corner, turned your head and went, oh, my goodness gracious, there's fill in the blank. Now, I'm just going to reach for a name. I'm not saying this is one, but, like, if you were to turn and saw Shaq running, who are some of the people that you turned and saw participating in this race that you were surprised at over the years?
It's kind of a who's who of Atlanta when you think about it. So Dan Cathy, former CEO of Chick-fil-A, is a frequent participant. Ed Bastian, CEO of Delta. Of course, the mayor, and all my time here, always comes to the start line, and most of the time the mayor runs, and Mayor Dickens is one of our faster mayors ever. So it is kind of cool. The best thing about this, though, is, you know, whether you're a celebrity, an elected official, a CEO of an organization, you run 10 kilometers from the start to the finish like everybody else.
See, I find that hard to believe that this mayor is faster than Shirley Franklin.
Come on, man.
No, come on. We hope to get the mayor by here today. Any message that you'd like to send out, Mr. Kanaa, to the runners? We've got you here on the air here. Hopefully, the people that are listening may come down here today. But
the people who are on their way, people who are
on their way here. Any message you want to send out to them?
We'll be waiting for you at the start line. Have a great 4th of July. Keep in mind, it's going to be hot today. You're not going to set your personal best. Slow down and have fun.
Fantastic, fantastic. We appreciate you always spending some time
absolutely
with us. Always great to hear from you. I know you're busy. You're getting people lunch. We just saw the first wheelchair competitor pass by us right here. He's almost into the park.
So you get a chance at all to
flying down the road.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Do you get a chance to enjoy any Independence Day activities or a barbecue you go to later on with the family? You get to exhale at some point today?
No, I live vicariously through everybody else.
All right. Like you said, he's not going to see no fireworks tonight. He's going to be in bed.
Yeah, I know that's right. Rich Kanaa, CEO of Atlanta Track Club. We appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. And they are social. You can find them at ATL Track Club, at ATL Track Club, in the AJC Peachtree Road Race at AJC PRR. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys. You have a happy Independence Day.
Absolutely. Rich Kanaa, CEO, Atlanta Track Club. We got the fastest mayor coming through here.
Yeah.
Would you have guessed that?
Probably so. The mayor's
Bill Campbell. He looked like he could run. He looked like he could run.
Yeah, Mayor Reed.
Reed.
Like he could probably run. But you know, Mayor Keisha. She could run.
Yeah.
So I mean, we had some folks that could move, and you gotta remember now when Andrew Young was mayor, he's still doing participating in a lot of things too. So we've had some mayors who have been very active with this event.
And I would have had to think about that if I had to put a money on one of them. You know, you can have that race now. You can bring them all back because of artificial intelligence. AI could bring them all back, and we could have a TV show out of that. Atlanta Mayor's Race.
We got Slim over here nodding like, yeah, we can do that.
Telling you, somebody's going to do that. Somebody's going to put that together. I'm throwing out an idea that
will
happen.
It's a wheelchair participants are just whizzing by us here, man. They're almost into the park.
Let me tell you something. This city is – and we made a little bit light of it last year. We talked about the police presence that we saw down here and them going through the motions. But given the activities of the last year since this last one, let me tell you something. This is going to be a beautiful event. It's weather-wise, it's going to be great. But don't come down here trying to act like a fool because you're too drunk or you're drinking or doing whatever. Because these people are not playing down here. And I just hate to be raw about it, but they are. You got a lot of people that are official Some you will see. Some you won't
see. Some you won't see, right? Mm-hmm.
But they got no smiles on their faces.
Yep.
They're about business.
They're doing their job. They're doing the job. And it's a concerted effort. You talk about with APD, Fulton County, some of the surrounding municipalities will have law enforcement. Also, you know, Georgia State Patrol, GBI. It's a combined effort for everyone for an event like this to pull it off, especially from the security perspective. We got people in these buildings. Yep. I don't know where they are, but in these tall buildings around us, right?
And they got drones everywhere.
Absolutely.
So this place is covered. This place is covered from top to bottom. And listen, I realize there's not going to be much day drinking going on here during the race. It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
But you don't know.
Because
fall out.
There's some people still going home from last night.
True.
In some of these places.
True.
So
true.
I'm throwing it out there, and I will say it throughout the show. And, you know, we remind people all the time this is an amateur night.
It is.
/day.
Day.
So you're going to have people doing a lot of day drinking and doing some crazy stuff. And so we will just put it out there. Just be very careful. Keep your head on a swizzle. Bring as least amount of things to carry as possible you come down here.
But you always surprise me the people who get out here so early, bring their chairs with them, and they sit and they put their position.
We're taking some
you
spots.
You know what I mean? We are taking some spots. Usually where we are right now, usually
we're in the driveway.
Yeah, you know.
We're taking some people's spots today, so we apologize.
Well, we can smell the coffee. When they open the door, that smells good, right?
I'm all right on this. Now, see, the 56th. Are we going to have somebody who's been in each one of these?
Maybe not. Maybe not. But there are some people who show up and who support it. I mean, I went to school with some people who participated in the very first one, and their knees won't allow them to do it anymore. Shout out Chuck Gamble. And his family, his whole family, the Gamble family, I know from East Point, were participants in this from the very outset. But they're still supporters of it because it's such a great Atlanta tradition. What was just a community activity, you know, in its beginning, is now something that has brought competitors from around the world each and every year that look forward to coming to Atlanta and participating in this. And there are people who look forward to just cheering people on, just being here to give the encouragement. The volunteers at the watering stations along the way. And you think about it, who's going to clean this up? Because, you know, them cups of water, you get that cup of water, you drink a little bit, you pour a little bit on top of your head, and you let the cup go, right?
And they got somebody who takes care of that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Shout out to them because, you know, the people got to come through and clean things up as we get done.
When you think about just the last week, since we were on the air last on Saturday, how this city has pivoted and made sure there was an entrance and an exit done, I won't say flawlessly, but it's about as best as you could get when we had Messi here this week. Mm-hmm. And you know what he does as far as bringing a crowd. And you have this event today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Again, this is one of those times, and especially because normally we do it up in the studio. But as we sit down here and watch it, you get to watch them.
Well, I'm so glad we got to move down here, Greg, because remember, we went away for COVID. When we came back, they put a building that blocked our window. We couldn't see Peachtree Street anymore.
We used
to have the greatest view of Peachtree Street.
We absolutely did.
From the ninth floor, we could look out, and on the morning of the race, we could look out and look all the way back up Peachtree. We could see the first runners and the first wheelchair competitors when they came along. And they put that new building up there, man. We couldn't see nothing.
Yeah, we got to turn this table, too, because I can't see what's coming up this way. I got my back to the crowd.
No, you
got
to do
so
that.
So we'll just take care of that.
There we go.
Everything. Listen, we got part of the guests earlier, and we had some technical issues. So let me remind you, coming up to 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Russell Baxter, a regular on the show when it comes to talking NFL. Noel's World will be joining us. Now, coming up at 8 o'clock, straight up, got a special guest joining us.
Absolutely, absolutely. Next week is All-Star Week in Atlanta. The All-Star game will be coming the week after. Things will get started next weekend. And minority baseball prospects, Des Stegall, Coach Stegall, is going to join us to talk about a very special event that has some top high school prospects in the nation that will be coming to play a game next week, getting us set for the best players in Major League Baseball to come. Now, I hope we're going to see something good out there. Well, you're not seeing anything good with our Braves last night, man. 5-1, lost to the Angels. We dropped 2 out of 3 to the Angels, man.
Profer hit a couple home runs. So
he's back, right?
He's back, and he's showing up. So that was nice to see. I'm trying to think of a holiday other than today. No Mother's Day, no Father's Day. Why we got Rick Limpert here?
You know why? Because it's an historic day for our country, and something very historic is happening where he is for the first time in our country.
Okay.
He is in Las Vegas where they're having the World Table Tennis Championships in the United States for the first time ever. It's never been held here. So for the first time ever, the World Table Tennis Championships are taking place in the United States. I don't know if anybody from America is going to win, but they're playing it in Vegas, and he's going to join us to tell us all about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he's joining us here. Then we got Caleb Johnson. Caleb will talk about the events of this past week in the NBA, most notably the Hawks.
Big week for the Hawks.
So that will be coming up throughout the show. Let's get out of here with this. Your first, it happened on this day.
Okay.
You ready?
All right.
Did you know there were a couple presidents we lost on the same day?
On the same day?
This is like a famous thing. I start off with something famous.
Okay.
Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both passed on this day.
Wow.
50 years to the day of the Declaration of Independence. It's like a famous thing. You never heard that before?
Yeah.
We lost two presses, and they did it on 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, Adams and Jefferson. There you go. Let's get this day started with insignificant information, but still pertinent.
That is pertinent.
It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day here in the heart of Midtown for the Peachtree Road Race, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day morning. We outside. And actually, there's a nice breeze going on out here. It may get a little warm later on, but right now it is nice.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know about you. It is nice being out here. Anyway, right on the corner, 14th and Peachtree Street, heart of Buckhead, heart of Midtown, for the Peachtree Road Race. I already talked to the mayor. Yeah. Already talked to the CEO of the Atlanta Track Club. We're watching the wheelchair.
The women's wheelchair, the men's wheelchair winner. We already have a winner for you, Daniel Romanchuk. In a time of 1836, American and Aaron Pike was next. So you got Americans Filling finishing 1 and 2 in the men's wheelchair at 10K so far.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's an update there. We're hoping to hear, now, when we do this every year, there's a regular name that everybody knows here that's a part of the race. Things have changed a little bit, but he's a part of the broadcast if he can join us. So we're looking forward to having Chesley McNeil on. Yeah. We don't know where he's going to be, what time it's going to be, but as soon as Chesley gets a moment, he got carte blanche.
Yeah.
And
yep.
He can come on here.
Yeah, we're going to do that. Right now, of course, for people who are watching over the air, of course, 11 Alive, and then, of course, it's being streamed by the Peachtree Road Race on their website. For Atlanta Track Club, so that's the thumb, and he's doing weather updates for both. So when we get a chance, we hope to hear from Chesley McNeil.
Anyway, Sam and Greg, like I said, if you're down here and you run by us here, give us a wave, give us a shout out, whatever. What's up with these Braves?
Man,
you think they turn the corner and you know, Angels coming to town and take 2 out of 3? Listen, it made Rod Washington smile, so that's the only thing I take from this.
Yeah.
Even though he's relaxing, you know, but still, they can't come in here and take 2 out of 3 without you wondering what is going on.
Maybe it's California. We just can't beat folk from California this season. What's up with that? There's a team, any team from California.
Yeah,
I mean, we know about the ones from Los Angeles, but these guys from down the freeway, they come into town and beating us, right?
Well, here's the problem. We lost the last two series before that, too, and those were division foes.
Yeah.
2 out of 3, Phillies took. And then we lost 2 out of 3 with the Mets. What are you feeling about this team right now? Actually, we split with the Mets.
And we lose another pitcher this week. We're losing, you know.
Schellenbacher, yeah. Fractured elbow.
Yeah. So, you know, so Schellenbacher's out. Smith Shavers, you know, at Tommy John. Chris Sale, we don't know when we're going to see him.
60-day. You can see him till the end of August.
You know, Ronaldo Lopez. So, I mean, right now you're wondering about any moves you're going to make. Are you going to make some moves? And who do you make the moves with? You know, who on this team now has played well enough to have some value? You can, you know, can deal them and maybe some players down on the farm or something and deal them and bring in a pitcher that can help us out. I don't know, as the Baltimore Orioles come to town with Charlie Morton. That's what's happening tonight. As well, as a matter of fact, he's the starter tonight. Spencer Strider is going to start for the Braves tonight. And Charlie Morton really got off to a woeful start. I think he lost his first 5 or 6. He started the season off like 0-5, 0-6. As the Orioles have just kind of unraveled. I mean, they were a team that was really moving up and being a contender in the AL East. And they've had some woes, but apparently a trip to Atlanta is good for whatever ails you. We'll see what happens with them this weekend. But anyway, it's going to be Strider against Morton tonight. And, of course, there will be fireworks after the game tonight out of Truist.
My question is, okay, we got the All-Star break right around the corner.
Yeah.
These guys are sitting at 11 and a half out. Hopefully it will start to get better. But if it stays double digits behind the leader of the division, and I'm going to say something that may come off as blasphemous, but it's the reality of this sport. How far into the second half of this season before you hear people start talking about this player is available on the Braves, that player is available on the Braves? They will put this player as part of a trade package, blah, blah, blah. All the things you hear from the teams like, you know, the Orioles, the White Sox, the Rangers, who are sitting at the bottom of their divisions, who become targets for people who want to make some trades as they head toward the playoffs. When does that start happening? I asked that, of course, without you knowing that you don't really have an answer, but still, wonder how long does this double digits staying behind the leader of that division before this conversation starts, if it hasn't already?
It's already. People are already saying it. People are already talking about it and wondering if some moves are going to be made. Not to the point you hope you're not to the point of having the big fire sale, right? Like, who do we – and the way guys have played and performed some so in a disappointing manner this season, you wonder who is it that has the value that could bring you something that you need.
Oh, there's a bunch of people.
You know?
We don't want to start naming names. We could just go around position to position, and you can see. Let's talk about this, first of all. Yeah. Who is untouchable? We'll start with the All-Stars, right?
I would say the All-Stars are people you're going to hang on to.
Now, is Chris Sale, when he comes back, because he would be an All-Star were he not hurt.
Yeah.
But you look at the history, and what do we talk about seeing him in his previous position and his previous teams? You know, he would be this were it not for injuries. Now you got a guy who's coming back pitching the way he does, you know, all arms and elbows and knees and stuff like that, but he got to deal with a rib that's messed up. And it's hard. Anybody who's busted a rib, it's just hard to get out of bed breathing.
That's true. That's true.
That's true. So, it makes you wonder.
And the thing of it is, what's next up in Gwinnett? And, we figure they probably emptied some of the best talent out of Gwinnett. So that's the other thing you wonder. Who's waiting in the wings? And that's something this team is in recent years has always been able to say, well, let's try this guy who's down at Gwinnett. Let's try this guy who's at AA or AAA, and let's bring him up for a game and give him a try. And even that hasn't gone well for this team.
And the other thing about this is, and again, we're talking about a conversation that some people are comfortable having. Some people choose their words, which is what we're doing. But then everything that we say and wonder about, you got to ask yourself this. Throw this into the mix. Who's going to be the skipper of that team?
Yeah.
Because we've heard about possibilities that there's a change there. So, again, all of this makes you wonder, and what is the conversation about? Well, is it worth just, as you said, you don't want to hear about this, blowing it up and starting over again.
Oh,
again,
gosh.
You wonder. It all depends on what happens the second half and how quickly they start to right the ship after the All-Star break. But 2021 seems like a long time ago, don't it?
It does. Or even the seasons after that, because what you've seen from some players, you're just looking for some consistency. I mean, you're getting some from Olsen now. We know that we've had an injury for Ozuna that has slowed him down, and he hadn't been what he has been consistently in recent years for the team. But Harris has been struggling. Albies has been struggling. You know, these are the players that you've really counted on to do some things offensively for you with the team. So, you know, that's the thing you want to try to get shake up. You bring Acuna back in, you get him in, and he does his thing. You bring in, your bars back this week, and that's good to see. But, man, you want the rest of that order to really kick in. And you were looking to see if it would continue last night. Didn't happen.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, here in the heart of Midtown. 14th and Peachtree for the Peachtree Road Race. And, again, getting excited about what is about to happen in front of us. People are taking their positions. It's been really fun talking to some of the people who just walked by here. Hey,
yep.
Starbucks open? Like, we're not doing
that. Yeah, it's open. It's open up.
No, I'm saying people walking by and asking us.
Yeah. the first wave has left up at Lenox Square, so they're on their way.
They'll be here in a minute. This is like what I call you when a storm hits my house and it's coming west. Let me just do two baseball notes before we get on out of here. First of all, happy birthday. This past week, you know who celebrated a birthday?
Who was that?
86 years old, Walter Banks.
Yeah. I saw that, man.
Braves usher,
yep.
Walter Banks, 86 years old. Happy birthday to him. This was this past week. And also, we go from birthdays to acknowledgement, say a little prayers, because this guy is one of my early remembrances of baseball, watching baseball players, watching teams, and one of them was them 70s Pittsburgh Pirates. Pops, Manny Sanguian, and what I thought was the best arm I'd ever seen before in an outfielder, and that was Dave Parker.
Yeah.
And lost him this past week.
Absolutely.
So.
Very much. Got a chance to watch him play several times.
So, Sam and I, like I said, we're going to move into the 7 o'clock hour, as always, the second hour of our show. We start things off with Mr. Crenshaw letting you know what's going on locally. Russell Baxter's going to join us, talk some NFL and Falcons, going to venture into Noel's world. But that's what we have scheduled. As we do this show live down here, ain't no telling what might take us in a different direction. Having some fun out here. The sun is coming up. It looks like a beautiful morning for anything, especially a road race. We are here at the Peachtree Road Race in the heart of Midtown. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you on the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.